The Supreme Court's historic ruling yesterday that gay, lesbian, and transgender employees are protected under workplace discrimination laws, it is a major win for the LGBTQ community. But not everyone involved in the case was there to see the victory. Amy Stevens was the sole transgender plaintiff, and Stevens died last month. For member station WDET in Detroit, Elaine Newman has this remembrance.
Amy Stevens was born in Fayetteville, North Carolina in 1960, where she earned a degree in mortuary science and learned to prepare bodies for viewing. She also studied religion and once had plans to become a Baptist minister. She worked nearly 20 years in funeral services and eventually moved to Redford, Michigan, married, and had a daughter, Elizabeth. There, she became a director at R.G. and G.R. Harris Funeral Homes, a family-run business in suburban Detroit. While she says she was aware of her gender identity as early as age 5, Stevens presented as male for most of her life. When she came out as a transgender woman to family 10 years ago, she did so in stages, as she explained last year on WDET's Detroit Today talk show.
Prior, I was living as a woman at home and in public and only presented as male at work. And I got to the point that I couldn't keep living two separate lives.
Stevens says she struggled to show her true self at her job and became increasingly desperate, contemplating suicide.
Instead, I chose to live. I realized that I liked me too much and I had too much to live for.
In 2013, nearly 6 years into the job, Stevens wrote to the Harris Funeral Home that she intended to have sex reassignment surgery and planned to live and work as a woman. 2 weeks later, she was told by the funeral home's owner that the public would not be accepting of her transition and was fired. Stevens then approached the ACLU, where lawyers helped her file a complaint that became a lawsuit against the funeral home. That suit eventually reached the Supreme Court. The argument centered on the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and prohibitions on sex discrimination. ACLU of Michigan's Jay Kaplan says while the court's decision is a step forward, it comes just 1 week after the Trump administration imposed new restrictions on transgender rights.
They issued a new rule saying that transgender people are not protected under the Affordable Care Act from discrimination in accessing health care and health insurance coverage. So it does seem like a tremendous progress, but we still have a long way to go.
Donna Stevens agrees. She was married to Amy for 20 years.
I know that there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. I do believe that if Amy was still here, that she would be at the forefront fighting for us to continue on.
Amy Stevens died at age 59 last month from complications related to kidney failure, an ailment she dealt with through the entirety of her case. Donna Stevens says her spouse believed in equality for all and considers it an act of courage to take her case to court in the first place.
The fact that she's going to be known throughout history is just mind-boggling. Was she treated everyone fairly and with kindness? And I think that's what she just wanted the world to do.
A memorial to commemorate Amy Stevens and the role she played will be held once COVID-19 restrictions are fully lifted. For NPR News, I'm Eli Newman in Detroit.